The permanent underwater electronic barrier that's being built in a canal near Chicago is close to a temporary barrier that's wearing out. But Illinois Republican Judy Biggert contends the new electronic fence will not be enough to keep out the voracious invasive species known as the Asian carp.
Now, I wish that I could say that this construction of this permanent barrier, our work would be finished and the carp would never again threaten the Great Lakes, but I cannot.
Biggert wants to make the temporary barrier permanent, too. She also wants to make sure there's federal money to operate and maintain both underwater fences over the long term. So Biggert is seeking co-sponsors for a barrier bill that she says she plans to introduce early this session of Congress. Her aides say she may also try to get the several million dollars needed for the project put in the budget for the Army Corps of Engineers. But many new domestic spending proposals could face a tough time in Congress if conservatives try to reduce the federal budget deficit. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach.